CMER Show.
Hey, hey, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you get along with everybody? Did you fill your belly until you couldn't anymore? I had a great Thanksgiving with a lot of fun down in Louisiana. So today we're going to talk about a variety of things. So stay tuned. You're listening to the CMER Radio Show.
Everywhere.
what's the big deal about Christmas? In a family like mine, where there are multiple religions in our family, that's a discussion that comes up and it can be an uncomfortable subject for some of us. Some people associate Christmas with paganism. So let's look at what is paganism. Pagans believe that nature is sacred and that the natural circles of birth, growth, and death observed in the world around us carry profoundly spiritual meanings. Human beings are seen as a part of nature along with other animals such as trees, stones, plants, and everything else that's on the earth. So paganism, they actually are the people who are the tree huggers, and they really are into the natural and the spiritual. And then what are some holidays that we associate with paganism? Winter solstice, Imbolc, spring equinox, Beltane, summer solstice, Lammas, autumn equinox, and Samhain. So that's Yule, Candlemas, Ostra, May Eve, which is our New Year's Eve, Litha, which is summer solstice, Lammas, Maybon, and then Halloween. So there's always a big hoopla at this time of year about whether or not Christmas is a pagan holiday. And it does fall near a pagan holiday. So though Christmas is December 25th, Christians celebrate the birth of Christ on that day, and the day itself has several customs which we've come to associate with Christmas that are actually involved in the pagan tradition, such as celebrating the winter solstice. In ancient Rome, there was a feast called Saturnalia that celebrated the solstice, and they did a lot of the things that we do at Christmas time, i.e. the tree, i.e. the spirit, Santa Claus that rise over the city. These are all pagan beliefs that we was associated with Christianity. And then it says, well, what is a pagan? What does it mean to be pagan? A person who worships many gods, such as gods or goddesses, earth or nature, a person whose religion is paganism, old-fashioned, a person who is not religious or whose religion is not Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. And then, like we said, you know, is Christmas a pagan holiday? It says, pagan or non-Christian traditions show up in the beloved winter holiday, a sequence of early church leaders melding Jesus' nativity celebration and pre-existing midwinter festivals. Since then, Christmas traditions have warped over time, arriving at their current state in a little more than a century ago. So a lot of the traditions that we do, the ornaments, the candles, all of those things are very pagan. All right, let's talk about Santa Claus. Is Santa Claus a pagan tradition? The modern Santa Claus is a direct descendant of England's Father Christmas, who was not originally a gift giver. However, Father Christmas and his other European variations are modern incarnations of old pagan ideas about spirits who travel the sky in midwinter. So then, not to get too preachy, but let's look at what are actual holidays that are in the Bible. The Bible's 9 actual holidays are Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, Pentecost, Trumpets, Day of Atonement, the Tabernacle, Hanukkah, Purim, and weekly holiday, which is the Sabbath, which is Saturday, not Sunday. So I would say, with the research that we just uncovered here, that Christmas is very much a pagan holiday. It's also a tradition that we do in America and has spread worldwide, and other countries are starting to do Christmas as well. If you celebrate Christmas, it's really an individual choice to celebrate it or not celebrate it. But it's not Christian. It's not about Jesus. Certainly not about Jesus. And it's really just a tradition that we do in America. And if you're doing it, I think that you should be aware of why you're doing it and who you're praying to, if you're praying to someone at that time. Stay tuned. You're listening to the CNBR radio show. Today we're talking about paganism and how that affects our art and how it affects our holidays and how our holidays are affected by artists and what traditions and rituals we do at those times. I'm your girl DJ Cola. You're listening to the CNBR radio show.
Wondering how she does it with no fear, all that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like. Yeah.
MBR radio show. Impata nawaje, chichose maya echekuena. Impata nawaje, chichose maya echekuena.
I am the daughter of freedom fighters and farmers, bootleggers and number runners, copper color skin like clay, cooler than Indian summers, blooded by oracles and seers, water porters and healers, once were warriors, now killers and drug dealers. Mississippi, Choctaw, and Creek, but raised in Baltimore, so my vernacular from the streets, we move carefully. My pack of wolves, they care for me prayerfully. You'll only lose a limb fooling with them. I am the product of a gypsy and a kingpin. I exist somewhere between Egypt and Sing Sing. Born to be a revolutionary since a wee thing. Rebellion in the memory of the memories I was drinking. I am the product of prayers and potions and heartbreak and devotion. I come from gorgeous women who cut and shoot and don't say sorry later. Short-tempered, easily provoked. They possess spirits, conjure worlds, see the future, clutch their pearls, stay hella woke. Enchantment, birth and raise babies, yep, lots of them. And living room floors with no doctors or Western medicine. They carry water, talk to God, wash their hair up in the clouds. Cause they cool like that. And we strong like that. We cry silently, caressing our disappointments, tucking the hurt deep down inside of our ovaries for safekeeping, of course, until the next girl was born. Our heart was broken before I ever cut the cord. I was raised under the floorboards, the ones America likes to forget about. The ones on which you built your little pretty white house. Yeah, the ones on the prairies, the ones I'm talking about. Children torn from mothers by colonizers' orders, long before America ever had borders. Native babies stolen at tender ages, shipped to the West Indies to slavery. This is America. Don't get you slipping, no. We be the people you call low lives, dangerous, hood rats, wild, Indians, colored, incorrigible, untamed, savages, gangsters, niggas, go get it, super predators, go figure. Do for self, kings, queens, gods, master teachers, alchemists, Africans, natives, and bondage, but my spirit free. I was born to bring more light into the world. That's why you see so much fight in your girl, cause God's work is so gangster. And I got so much more to be thankful for. I am red clay, dirt roads, ashe, tobacco field, prayer ties, sweet grass, peyote. I survived the trail of tears and slavery. This here is what you call unmatched bravery. And if you want this blessing on your stages, it ain't all about the money, but baby, you gonna have to pay me. Say we call it reparations. See, I learned to sing, not in school, but in ways you wouldn't understand. See, singing wasn't about songs, it was about sound and the laying on of hands. I watched my grandmother pour pain from the aching bodies of sobbing grown men with a sound that started in her pit, escaped her lips, and made them whole again. We Black Indian. This red and brown blood, it runs so deep. This ceremony, this sacrifice is nothing you could ever teach. lest you crawl back into the deep black womb of the healing lodge to rebirth yourself brand new and learn that we are just spiritual beings having a human experience, and nothing else is ever true. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and nothing else is ever true.
Thank y'all. We want to go into a song next. Myself and DJ Dummy, we have a group together called Vintage Babies. And it really is just a celebration of soul music, the sounds that got us through the hard times, you know, the sound of our soul, of our souls crying, of our souls mourning. And we put it into good music and tell our stories. So this song is called Miracles. And it really comes from the notion of this idea that we always feel like we're waiting on something. You know, we're waiting for something great to happen to us, waiting for our moment, waiting for this and that. But what if your miracle is waiting on you to be prepared, you know? Yeah. The teacher arrives when the student is ready. So, we're gonna start. DJ Dummy.
We're searching on the outside.
girls coming after, but sometimes I slip up and say speech with this ratchet. Forgive me, I'm a work in progress. Most days I'm conscious, still I'm a product of my West Baltimore environment. So play the skills of the hooker in me. If I get out of pocket in my first class seat, if I don't give a fuck about what you're saying to me, if I'm too big for my britches, then give me a sheet. I need room to grow, I'm still figuring it out. If you say you ain't, you lying, hell you talking about? I'm balancing single parenting with music business leveraging. Can get discouraging, my mind stay worrying, but every morning I just keep emerging to try again. Consummating paper to pen, French toast, scrambled eggs, hot toddy with gin. I homeschool my baby boy to make his mind a weapon. He the coolest dude I ever known, I'm grateful for him. He an angel, how you saying that we made him in sin? Me and my baby father just couldn't keep it together. He say I hit him in his mouth, don't believe what he tell you. Some things are only meant for a season. I used to hate him, but now I tell him thank you when I see him. I was the soil, he was the seed. Love and pain watered us, and a man child came to be. Most things ain't meant forever. May 22nd, 2007, we slept up. I slept in the car, breastfeeding the baby for half a year. For reasons like pride and fear, I've been through so much, and I'm surprised I'm still standing. So every time I see a mirror, I pose, damn it. It's a celebration every time I'm waking. Even if my angels wake me out, my dream's shaking. Yeah! One hug so my nephew could live. You a king, I can see why God chose you for his. And through your two sons, forever you live. These Baltimore streets ain't deserve you, kid. The bumming off you fingers, then you know what it is. My bad, I ain't supposed to be talking like this. But this pain don't contain political correctness. I let it pour out however it comes. For every son of every mother who never gets to recover, still trying to find a reason to live. To keep pushing forward, now with a rawness. Like the north wind that ravaged the garden, freezing it over. Praying to God that one day we get over. Quinny, we gotta get over. Still throwing salt over shoulders. And if the devil's a boulder, God is Mount Everest. I'ma die climbing up that shit. Go tell it on the mountain.
That's the end of our show. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place.